Was there a porch off the kitchen in the back?
Mm-hmm, on the back.
Did they call that anything special?
It's the back porch.
And were there three bedrooms on the first floor, or just did the bedrooms go as far back as the kitchen?
Gee whiz. I believe there was just two downstairs. Gosh, you know, I can't remember. I was just a child the last time I was there.
And what would they call the rooms, the way they got upstairs? They'd go up to the
stairs. I mean, we still called them the stairs, up the stairway.
And did your grandparents just call that the upstairs?
Yeah.
They didn't call it use the term loft or anything?
No.
Like that.
Now, there are people who do call it the loft, but my grandparents always just called it upstairs.
Now, and how was that about the heating, and the kind of heating they had?
Fireplaces.
You know, and the smoke went up the
chimney.
Yeah. Now, did, when you were a child, did you always pronounce it chimney?
I have always, but there are a lot of people here who call it chimney.
Uh-huh. And then the part of now you wouldn't call it a chimney on an industrial plant, would you?
No, we call that a smokestack, I guess.
Sure. Okay, and then the part of the fireplace that extends out on the
hearth.
Say that again.
Hearth.
And then the two things that hold the logs in place.
Andirons. Well, some people call them log dogs, and some people call them andirons. And I think there's a difference, because I've got some that I actually call log dogs, and they're not andirons.
How do they differ?
Well, they don't have any thing that sticks up on the front of them. They're just actually log holders, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's all they are. They don't have anything fancy on the front.
Just like that?
Yeah. They have two legs, and the grating running between, and there's the front and the back is exactly the same, and they were actually called log dogs.
Are those old-fashioned things, or were they
No, these were not old. Yeah. These were new. Okay. I guess they were just called log dogs because of the old-time way of talking about.
And then the part over the fireplace is called where you put a
mail.
Yeah. Now you mentioned I was asking you before about the fireboard.
Yes.
What did you say? That's interesting. What does a fireboard mean to you?
To me, it means the division board between the cockpit and the engine of an airplane. Because I don't fly anymore, but I was flying for a while, small airplanes.
Uh-huh.
And
how long did you fly?
About 6 years, I guess.
How many hours did you know?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't remember. I belonged to a flying club.
That little airport right over
yes,
here?
Yes, right.
Yeah, that's where Mr. Wiener lived.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I was determined to be the first woman that soloed off this airport over here, so I did.
Then a large log in a fireplace, what would you call
well,
it?
Well, some people call the backlog, you know, put in the biggest log and call it the backlog, and it keeps the fire going longer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not much of a fireman, I don't get.
The small pieces of wood that you start a fire with.
Yeah, I call that kindling.
Okay. And the stuff you clean out of a stovepipe.
Soot.
And the stuff you clean out of a fireplace.
Ashes.
Right. And then what color were they usually?
What, the soot?
No, the ashes.
They said gray.
Or what color would this be?
White.
And then I'm sitting in a
chair.
And then what other kinds of furniture did you have in your house when you were a child?
A couch and tables. And coffee tables.
Yeah.
And stove, refrigerator. You know, around here for a long time, everybody called the refrigerator the Frigidaire.
Uh-huh.
And when there used to be one woman in Lake City called it the Frigidaire.
That's good. Like from the outside dairy.
Uh-huh. Frigidaire.